The white hats are policing them, releasing us. The angels in human form who are here for ascension, that's all of us on earth today, are not here to police people, although they may find that they must police those who would decimate the population. They're here to release people in all respects. Ascension is like turning 21. One doesn't need policing anymore. One has grown up chronologically, and in our case, spiritually. I visited consciousness states from love to ecstasy, from 7th to the 12th dimensions. Visited in the sense that the Divine Mother and her servant Archangel Michael allowed me to be in the consciousness state associated with that dimension, with love and bliss, off and on for months. They did that so that I'd write about them, and I have. Some experiences were toned down lest I wander off to the Himalayas. Instead of sitting here writing this, which I love to do. So I do know where we're going, and if we only knew, fighting on the blue marble would stop instantly. And of course, that's what the wave of love, brackets the preview, and ascension, brackets the main event, are. Both are an opening of the heart door, the interdimensional portal Hindus call the Hridayam, which for almost all of us is a closed aperture. The opening is temporary in the one case, wave of love, permanent in the other, ascension. A fourth chakra heart opening is as if we were sleeping in a dark room and awaken to a crack of light. We open the door, the Hridayam, and walk out into a whole new brackets interdimensional world. The heart door was closed to us like a camera's aperture and is now open. And the first thing that greets us is a blast of love. A love like we never suspected existed, which wipes us clean of everything earthly. Worries, fears, hopes, schemes, everything in an instant. People say he showed his true colors. No. These are our true colors. Hindus call the opening Sahaja, brackets natural, Nirvikalpa, brackets formless, Samadhi, brackets trance state. Only for us it isn't a trance state, it's our new life. Even though the countries of the world have banded together under the Global Military Alliance, headed by Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump, brackets love him or hate him, it isn't to police the population, as I said earlier, but to release it. By now you should know what the elite had in store for you, either killed outright by a culling toxic vaccine, or else enslaved to serve the elite. Hurricanes, wildfires, freezing temperatures, droughts, financial corruption, child torture, adrenochrome extraction, satanic sacrifice. The white hats are policing them, but releasing you. The same ones who persecuted Trump when he was out of office are now crying, "Victim! We have rights!" The same ones who denied those rights to so many others. We need to stuff our ears with beeswax so as not to hear the siren song. Footnote 7. Ulysses, when he sailed within range of the siren song, commanded his crew to stuff their ears with beeswax. He wanted to hear it himself, so he lashed himself to the mast and commanded his crew not to obey him until he told them they were out of range of the song. If they had heard it, they would have wanted to steer towards it until they crashed the ship on the rocks. We need to persevere to the end of this one, in my view, to finish World War II, and we need to do it while preserving our decency, hard assignment. In my opinion, we need determination now and perseverance to do what we're not, any of us, cut out to do, to use force to take down an enemy of humanity, our current global elite. Coming soon, global force to take down the ones behind the decimation of humanity, 2020 to 2024, under a president who never was. Be ready and persevere.